عباده الصفا، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتلك الأيام نجادلها بين الناس، صدق الله ونعم العبد. إن الآية الكريمة الله تبارك وتعالى says that those are the days which will turn around amongst people. What that means, the explanation of that is that Allah Ta'ala gives victory sometimes to the Muslims and sometimes to the non-Muslims, the enemies. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes the Muslims to lose, sometimes Allah Ta'ala makes the non-Muslims to lose. So this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. It isn't that Muslims will win all the time. Even in battle, it isn't that they will win all the time. And it isn't that they are going to lose also all the time. So this reference is particularly to the battle of Badr, the first battle of Islam, in which the Muslims had a great, great victory. 70 of the kuffar were killed, 70 were taken prisoner. Then after a few years, then the battle of Uhud took place. And the beginning of the battle of Uhud was also a great victory for the Muslims. Very, very quick, they routed the whole army of the kuffar, which was much more stronger in every way. And then they started taking the booty of war. There was a path in the mountain which Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appointed some Sahaba that you people stay here and guard this path, that no attack must come upon us from the back. So when the battle was over, they understood, now the battle is over. Now we also can go and take up the booty of war, which is part of the battle also, part of being also. And some of them also said that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you must not leave this path, you must stay here. So they said until we get further instruction. The others, their opinion was the war is over now. Now we can go. So this misunderstanding, and when they left that post, only a few were left there still guarding it. And Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was not a Muslim at that time, he saw this, that there is unguarded pass from the back. So he launched an attack from the back. And it was so fierce that 70 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu in that one day became shaheed. And the master of all the shuhada, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidu shuhada, he also became shaheed on that day. So Allah then says that now the Sahaba were feeling very despondent. One, they felt we made a mistake. And to make the mistake indeed, like to commit a guna, those there was, it was a misunderstanding. And then a person feels very bad when a person has got genuine true iman. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً ذَكَرُوا اللَّهُ. These people, if they commit any guna, immediately they repent, they return to Allah. Ya Allah, how could I have done this? How you are so merciful, so kind. You blessed us with what manner. How could I disobey you? So they were very despondent on that. They were very despondent on the fact that because of the action they took, that 70 Sahaba became shaheed. And the beloved uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also became shaheed. This despondency led to them losing heart, that we are like not fit for jihad, we are not fit for anything. So they were feeling very low. So Allah, to console them, Allah revealed these ayat, that these are things which Allah has ordained. And also Allah said clearly that Allah has forgiven you people. So even whatever error, misunderstanding, misjudgment, Allah declared to keep their hearts, to make them strong. Allah said that I have forgiven you, don't worry. That now keep your heart open, clean, and don't lose hope, don't be despondent. My assistance is with you. And at the end of the day, always it will be the win of the believer. In between, Allah will make the non-believers also sometimes will win. But at the end of the day, finally, the end result وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Those who have iman, who have taqwa, they will be the winners eventually. This is permanently, perpetually, the believers will be the winner. And also that don't lose hope, be ready to fight again. And immediately after they have suffered losses, and in fact the call was made that we must pursue the kuffar. The kuffar had the upper hand, but Allah made it such that they left the battlefield and they were returning. They also thought we had the upper hand, we could have finished the Muslims today. Everything was in our favor, why didn't we? So they wanted to return again. And yeah, on the other hand, Allah told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you pursue the kuffar again. And those who have sustained some wounds, etc., they are the ones who must go. Not those who didn't, who are still not healthy, but those who sustained wounds, who got sores, etc., they must attack. When the kuffar got news that the Muslims are coming behind us, they turned heels again. That we thought that we can finish them, but they are still coming behind us. And Allah said, then they ran away. So with regard to this ups and downs, another very important, Allah makes this the rising of nations and the falling of nations. The important thing is to see in all that what are the causes which make nations rise. And then we must try and do those things so that we can also rise. And see the causes which make nations fall, so that we stay away from that and we don't be the losers and we don't fall down. Generally speaking, the cause of the rising of the Muslims is when they are obedient to Allah Ta'ala. And the cause of the falling of nations is the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has explained for the Bani Israel also. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابِ, that they will cause لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ, they will cause destruction, havoc. And when that will happen, Allah says, then I will punish you people. And I will use my enemy, your enemy, to punish you. Allah doesn't come personally. And then when they were punished in that way, but when they made Tawbah after a long time, 70 years, and they came right again, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, again our great help came to them. You just have to make tawbah. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَا لَكُمُ الْكَرَّةَ عَلَيْهِ, we gave you an opportunity again against the kuffar. You made tawbah, you came right. وَأَمْدَدْنَاكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِي وَبَنِينَ, and we gave you a lot of wealth and lot of children. وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ أَسْفَرَ نَفِيرًا, and we made you again in the majority. The believers were again in the majority, and for them to practice the deen became once more easy. So Allah illustrated that when you are obedient to Allah, Allah's help comes. That is the cause of the rise of nations. And when you disobey Allah, then Allah's punishment comes to you, and He uses your own enemy to punish you. And they come and they punish you, and you suffer great, great losses. The worst type of losses. So that is what we must see. And this adherence to the command of Allah, that the Sahaba in the Battle of Uhud did not break any command of Allah. They misunderstood one command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, Allah illustrates that the sunnah also, which we might regard as small sunnah, but be very firm on them. That is where the help of Allah comes. The whole of deen, the more you are firm and you practice on deen, the more Allah's help comes on you. And when you start breaking, you think this is nafal, it's not important. Then this is mustahab, it's not important. Then this is sunnah, it's not important. Then wajib goes, then faraz goes, then even iman goes. And then Allah's punishment comes and you are still behaving like Muslims. Your outward form is like Muslims, but you are not Muslims now. Then Allah does not allow this space thing to carry on. Then He uses the non-Muslims to come and attack you and cause you great, great harm. So this Allah Ta'ala says that وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, these are the days of fortune and misfortune that befall you. Another explanation which is also given If Muslims just have to have victory all the time, they never suffer any losses, then people will see Muslims, they are winning all the time. They are in the right, they must be in the right. Let us also become Muslims. So they are becoming Muslims not for the sake of Islam. They are seeing that the Muslims are victorious, they are getting the booty of war, they are living it up for that reason. It is just like to understand, if Allah made it that all Muslims are rich, no poor, then the other people will say, oh, the Muslims are rich, let me also become Muslim. I will also be rich. Or, for example, if all Muslims were healthy, they are obeying Allah's command, they are true Muslims, and they are all staying very healthy, no sickness, no Muslim is sick. So all sick people will say, let us accept Islam. By Islam, our sickness will go. So they won't be accepting Islam for the sake of Islam, for the value of Islam, for what Islam stands for. They will be becoming Muslims in order that sickness will go, in order that they get well. So in other words, then Islam has become iftirari, it is forced on them. That they think that they must accept Islam, then you get all the goodness. It's not ikhtiyari. They are not so accepting Islam as a choice, but they are like forced to accept Islam, and that Islam has got no value by Allah Ta'ala. That Islam has got value which out of your choice you accept. That I can go through difficulties in my life also, sicknesses, finance, we are the losers against the kuffar, but Islam is true. Deen is true, and we accept that has got great, full value. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. So Allah made all this to illustrate and let all these things to come out in reality. So Allah Ta'ala says further, وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So that Allah knows who are the true believers. Allah knows everything, but to spell it out practically. And then it is your full evidence against you on the day of Qiyamah. Allah, even if we did not come in this world, Allah did not send us, and He knew in His knowledge that who is going to be obedient, who is going to be disobedient, and then accordingly He just sends people to Jannah, Jahannam. We say, but we didn't do anything wrong. We didn't do anything right. Why are we getting? So Allah made it happen. And so that we got no excuse if we have to be sent to Jahannam. Then we got no excuse, we committed all those gunas. So Allah says, so that Allah Ta'ala makes it known who are the people who have brought Iman for the genuine reason that they, Iman bil Khair. They haven't seen Allah, they haven't seen Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they haven't seen Jannah, Jahannam, life of the Qabr, but they bring Iman. So those are the true ones, so this must be made known. And the others who are opportunists, who are the munafiqeen, who just go with the wind. That when we see Muslims are winning, we also on the bandwagon. We Muslims are losing, they jump off the bandwagon. No, we got nothing to do with Islam. We will go our way. So this, so by the losses, this becomes clear. If it was always a win-win situation, then it wouldn't be normal. As somebody has said, the scobber that came, it made clear to everyone who were the people who under all circumstances followed the commands of Allah. And who were those that just little government law came, little media and little scientist talks, and they went the opposite way of being. And those who passed away, Allah had mercy upon all of us. But those who are living and made errors, it's time that we make tawbah, sincere tawbah. If we were fully for the fruit of all and not coming to the masjid, etc., then we must make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala and correct ourselves. So that Allah brought that also to test us, to see who are those who will follow the commands of Allah and who are those who will follow the ways of the government, the media, the scientists, etc., to make this clear, Allah Ta'ala says. And another reason, second reason why Allah Ta'ala makes it that Muslims get defeated also, and then the kuffar kill them also, they become martyrs. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. So that Allah Ta'ala, He wants shaheeds to be. He wants people to become shaheed. So if you are just going to be winning, you are in the winning situation, hardly anyone will become shaheed. But Allah wants you to become shaheed. God, our eyes are limited to this dunya. Unless we are blessed with the eyes of Iman, then we see beyond dunya, we see after. But otherwise, the kuffar, people of dunya, and unfortunately we influenced by them, we also think, see things just as far as dunya is concerned. Yeah, we feel somebody became shaheed for everything. Why this person died? Why he went in jamaat? Why he this happened? Why he went in jihad? That is how we. Like for example, now the Palestinians, with lots of other weaknesses, but when anyone becomes shaheed, they are just too happy. And they say, we don't lose hope, we trust in Allah. So that must be there. So, and Allah wants, because Allah knows the reward of shahadat is very great and not temporary, permanently. Not of low quality, of the highest quality of life, she will get life forever. So Allah wants to give that. And that can only happen when Muslims suffer a loss, a defeat in a battle also, and many people become shaheed. On one occasion, some people came and asked, Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that why all this riot in India? In about the 70s, 80s, every now and then, wherever Muslims are better influential, they are better fluent, riot. And they kill a lot of Muslims also, loot them, burn their houses, shops, etc. So Hadraji replies, the people are not making jihad. And Allah has got a fixed quota of shuhada which He wants. And you people not making jihad so that this quota can be fulfilled. So by this riot, you becoming shaheed. And then that quota is fulfilled by Allah. So yeah, with the Palestinian issue also, all who are becoming shaheed, what great darjah they are getting in the akhirah. So in any case like this, so this will be when there are some losses also for the Muslims. Then there will be the shuhada. So the first is Allah wants to identify and make clear who are the genuine Muslims and who are the opportunists. Who are the ones who will follow Allah's command under all circumstances, and who are those they will follow the commands and the ways of the people of dunya, the kuffar, etc. The second is Allah wants to take, He wants people to become shaheed. So in this way they become shaheed. When Muslims outwardly are losing a battle and lot are killed in the matter, they are becoming shaheed. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants. Then Allah Ta'ala says, and remember very well, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not like the wrongdoers, the kuffar, even if they are weaning. They are not the favorites of it. Allah hasn't put them to wean because Allah loves them. Allah says, in any case, you are the muhib, the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And you are the mahbub, the beloved of Allah. You are the lovers of Allah, you are the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So don't worry, even if outwardly, now and then, whether it was in Hunayn, whether it was the beginning stages of Khandaq, and the kuffar had the upper hand, don't worry, it doesn't mean that I love them. I just gave them the little upper hand for a while, for very great reasons. And Allah's knowledge is above everything. And we can't even fathom the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. Even in Sharia, we fall short to understand how many commands of Allah. Then as far as the queen is concerned, the first command of Allah on all His creation, we are nowhere there. When Musa alayhi salam couldn't understand, where are we going to understand? So we are nowhere near there. Allah's knowledge is very great. So to remember that Allah does not love the non-believers. Even if they gain a victory anywhere, it isn't because Allah loves them. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The third reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to purify the believer. When you go, you suffer a loss. Now, for example, your house was looted, burned, your shop was looted, you lost all the whatever difficulties come to a Muslim. By that Allah purifies, makes his ikhlas, his amal. Allah grants the tathir, purity, the skiyah, the sphere, Allah purifies it and makes it shine out more better than before. Even illnesses which many people go through, old age or any time, and now they are suffering in that old age, difficulties, but they make sabr, one condition, they trust in Allah and they accept it. Pain you get and you express your pain, but there are those even the pain they don't complete. And they just nothing say, but they say Allah. But every pain also, Allah, Allah, Allah. And if you haven't got that, I'm suffering very much. Just that small difference makes a big difference in the direction of the true path. So the righteous people, they whenever any difficult financial problems you get, now you wonder, you're having difficulty. I can't give my wife what she wants to. My children wonder, they beg me for this. I can't, I haven't got the money to give them. All that, your position is going very high. And Allah is purifying your amal. Allah is washing all your gunas. Allah is removing your low stages and giving you high stages in return. All the difficulties what a person goes through, no matter what, you have reached old age, you lost your wife, you are lonely now, and you're trying to get married but you're not getting anyone. Now that also is hurting you and you're feeling down. For all that there is reward by Allah. Allah is purifying you and making you go more higher by Allah Ta'ala. So that is also one great reason. وَلِيُمَحْتِكَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And the fourth reason, وَيَمْحَكَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And to wipe out the kuffar. And that is in two ways that Allah wipes out the kuffar. When they're having their victory, so they become they become bold, they become brazen, they say, we see what we report to the Muslims, let us go back again to fight them. When they come back again, then Allah, He loves His beloved servant, so He helps them, either with asbab or without asbab. Like in the battle of Badr, without asbab, and in with asbab, Allah sent the malaika. And in the battle of Uhud, at the beginning, no outward asbab, Allah gave victory to the Muslims. And so Allah Ta'ala, when the kuffar come, just like it was commonly said, that Afghanistan, they wanted to attack America, but where were they going to America to attack? It was out of the question. So Allah made it, America came here and made a graveyard there. And thousands and hundreds of thousands of Americans, graves are there in Afghanistan. Where Afghanistan should go to America to go and fight them. Allah made them to come here to fight. So Allah attracts them in this way. With a false front, a booby trap is set for them. So when they come, then Allah's anger comes in force. You are attacking my beloved, my muhib, those who love me, my mahbub, who I love. Then Allah sends His help to them and destroys the kuffar in that way. The other way is that Allah sends them and then they use the war strategies in order to defeat them. Like one of the wars, it was in the 60s most probably, between India and Pakistan. And Pakistan, he set such a threat for the Indian army that they thought they what the intelligence, everything on radio India, they announced also that tomorrow we will be broadcasting from Lahore, the radio station, Pakistan radio station. In other words, we would have captured Pakistan. They were so sure this is how they set the threat for them. And they came in and they found nobody opposing them. They just were moving and they were now even more confident that we are on our way. And they were right near Lahore when then the army which was sitting in ambush, and they closed their roads from the back and they attacked them from the front and the sides also. In other words, they brought them into a threat, complete threat, and they had nowhere to go to. So that also Allah refers to here, that these times, which is exactly happening now in Palestine as well, they are the Israeli army, their prime minister says we will destroy all their tunnels. And they make them come in booby tunnels. And when they come in, they think now we have this tunnel, we have now, we've got control of it, we have destroyed it, we've closed it.
But what was it? It was just a trap for them. And once they are inside, then the homes which they had set before, and how many of them are just getting killed like that? So this is the other وَيَمْحَكُ الْكَافِرِينَ. And so this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So we must never lose heart. And for Muslims, we must know our position must be and to act on the commands of Allah Ta'ala. I won't see what is expedient. Everyone is doing what the kuffar are saying now. Like for example with the covert, wear mask. Don't go to masjid. The masjids are the super spreaders. More our conviction must come that impossible that a masjid can spread the virus. When Allah says, when you enter the masjid, the dua that has been taught, وَفْتَحْ لِي أَبْوَابَ رَحْمَتِكَ, and open not the small door, not one door, these doors of your mercy open them. And he, that a person must have that iman, how can it be that in Allah's house, Allah is calling us to give us covered yet, that we must die yet? Impossible. So that must be the iman of a person. Fully trust in Allah Ta'ala. And don't look at what the kuffar are saying. And those who went in that way and were not coming to the masjids, etc., a lot of tawbah is required and to renew our iman with Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala says, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَنْ تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ. Do you think you're just going to enter Jannah like that? Just without any test. وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمَ الصَّابِرِينَ. And Allah Ta'ala has not come to know. Allah knows everything. That means practically, play it out to see who are those people who will make jihad and who are those people who will make sabah. And who are those people who will just give in and go with the swing. That we are only worried of our dunya's life. I mustn't be, nobody must hurt me. I'll do whatever you tell me. I'll break Allah's laws also. I'll pray in my qabr also, my jannat also. But let me live in peace in this world. And if you do live also for how long? Another 5 years, 10, 50, 500, 5,000 years. How long are you going to live? And akhirat forever, that you have lost. So keep your iman, your akhirat forever. And in this dunya, what are you going to get? Biryani roast at the most, if they are going to give you all the enjoyment and jannat enjoyment. Yeah, if you will get women which are halal women, or even you get haram women and you think you are enjoying with them, how much are you going to get? Jannat, what will you get? And they are only halal and only enjoyment and forever and ever. Yeah, in this dunya, if the kuffar praise you and thank you, that you supported us and we are going to reward you like this. We will unite you as firm and we will give you this and that we will give you in this world. We will give you some accolades and we will give you, make you big in this world. For how long is it going to be? And how many times we make their promises? And shaitan, I promised you, فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ, and I broke my promises. And Allah made promises and Allah's promises are true. So don't look at the things of this dunya, the temporary things. So all these halas come to build our iman, to correct our direction, and that we don't become, we fall prey to small petty things. The whole world can praise you. The world, which is impossible, always there will be those who praise you and those who are totally against you also. Always. But if the whole world praises, Muslims, non-Muslims, people living in Timbuktu, they don't know you, but they also praising you. 8 billion people praise you. But Allah is unhappy with you with the praises of this 8 billion. And this 8 billion, for how many days? They're going to live another 50, 60 years. They also won't be, nobody will know you soon. If you can say like the Sahaba, tell today how many millions of people are in their praises and in their obedience. And Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, had it not been for Islamic history, nobody should know the name Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl. Islamic history has kept their names also alive. Otherwise, nobody should have even thought about them. And besides them, how many other people? Nobody takes their name. Those who are obedient to Allah, Allah keeps them alive, their tazkirah, their talk, even after they have left. We talk of about Imam Bukhari, Imam Abu Hanifa, how they suffered for deen. But today, and those who oppose Imam Abu Hanifa, those who oppose Imam Bukhari, nobody talks about them, nothing for them. And Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayhi. If we do take the names of those who oppose them, no, there will be alayhimul la'na. May the curses of Allah be upon them. So we shouldn't be fooled and be so short-sighted. Iman is a very powerful thing. Iman is a very great thing. That is, all these halat, ups and downs that come, should strengthen our iman, and we should go more closer to Allah Ta'ala all the time. So may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and to understand the Quran Sharif, and to then have proper yaqeen on the Quran Sharif, and make our lives accordingly. And we will see that in this world, then we will make dua to Allah, that even in the qabr of Allah, let me read Quran Sharif. And not only read, but Ya Allah, my life is so short. What treasures there in the Quran? There's one, two I'm picking up. And they are full, they're unlimited in every ayat, unlimited treasures. My life is too short. Let me enjoy this through picking up the treasures of the Quran in the qabr also. The other people can go for their enjoyment, but my enjoyment is in the Quran Sharif. On the day of Qiyamah, in Jannat also. What Allah has kept in namaz, connection with Allah Ta'ala. Hey, that is Jannat already in this dunya, in tilawat, in du'as, all the enjoyment. And a person who is so short-sighted, he gets enjoyment in this dunya thing. Like when on one occasion, a bangi, that is those people who pick up the night soil, where there is a suri system, and all the mess just gathers there, and you have these people who come in cleaning. So one of them, he felt unconscious in front of a perfumer, where he felt ether, perfumes, etc. He became unconscious. So they trying to revive him, bringing the best perfume, strong perfume that he can get to come out of his coma, become again revived. His parents came past, he said, no, this won't help. He says, I will get him fixed, I will get him out of his coma. He brought a little bit of stool and he put it by his nose, he woke up immediately. So those who are used to the filth and dirt, that is what appeals to them. Even the perfume and the best of things don't appeal to them. So today we are overtaken with dunya, sports, cricket, soccer, that makes us go wild and mad. Quran, to read few ayats, impossible for us. To spend time in namaz, impossible. I told the student that the time must come that for namaz we have to take roll call. For the mass eating time, nobody has to take roll call. It should be such that there should be roll call in all our body with namaz. Once we get the taste of namaz, all will be so busy in namaz, there they take roll call that, but this boy didn't come, that boy didn't. But it's a total opposite. For meal time, you don't have to give azan also. One blacksmith working, hitting his iron hard down on the iron, working, and his dog sleeping there all the time. Then when he takes off his lunch to eat, then the dog is awake. So he told Zalim, oh dog, when I'm so big noise, you don't go fast asleep. But when I'm just chewing, then you are wide awake. So today, dunya thinks for all attraction. These things, no one. Allah give us all.